Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the showboating, bat flipping, son of a gun, first place Cincinnati Reds. Woo! I don't know if you're fired up, but I sure as heck am. Now, do me a favor. If you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up. If you're watching it on the Facebook page, I am over 1,000 people that follow that page. I am less than that on this channel. Please, if you're watching this on the Strawberry Ice page or anywhere on Facebook, go to my YouTube channel and please subscribe. Try to get me to 1,000 on there because, like I said, I'm at 1,000 on the Strawberry Ice Facebook page followers. I like 1,000 subscribers. That would be awesome. I'd greatly appreciate it. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, let's get into this. Actually, let's get into Gio real quick. The Bengals released Giovanni Bernard. If you watch my show, I've been saying this for months, that that's a very good possibility that that was going to happen. It happened today. We'll get into it later on. But right now, first off, the Cincinnati Reds swept the Pirates in a three-game series. They've scored 57 runs. Let me repeat that. 57 runs in the first six games of the season are the third most in NL history since 1901. 57 runs. Is this the greatest offense in baseball history? You never know. Jesse Winker better hurry up and get back in the lineup or he's never getting in there because Nyquist led the game off with a home run again. Cabastos also homered. Both Nyquist and Castellanos, it was their fourth homer of the year. Luis Castillo, I told you guys, and Jeremy D said it too. Opening day was a bad game. It was cold. It was the coldest game in Reds opening day history. Luis, I don't think he liked the cold, but he bounced back strong today and going seven innings, five strikeouts, one base on ball, zero earned runs, and he got his first win of the year. Now, my question for you guys is, I'm a little fired up. If you've been watching the show this week, I am very fired up about the Reds. Now, my favorite Reds team of all time is the 1990 wire-to-wire team. They started out the season 9-1. They won their first nine games of the season. Now, this team can't win their first nine because they lost the first one. But can they win their next nine? Four more to go, and we'd be 9-1, the exact same start. You never know. It could happen. I would be extremely excited if that happens. Now, let's just get into the batting orders here. I mean, they're not going to keep hitting like this all year. I mean, they're not. I'm not crazy. I know they're not going to keep hitting like this, but if they can come close, it'd be great. Nyquist, who, when the Reds signed him, I was kind of like, who? I, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of heard of him. He played for the Cleveland Indians, and I didn't realize he was a first-round draft pick, and they thought he was going to be really good, and he was never able to stay healthy. But that is turning out to be a huge signing. He's hitting 316. Cabastos, my boy, Nick Castellanos, the OG. And he dropped down. He's only hitting 435. 435. He dropped down from 5-something to 435. Joey Votto is starting to come around. He's up to 200. Now, we're doing all this without Joey Votto. And if you guys ever pay attention, which if you guys are watching me, I'm sure you guys have paid attention to Joey Votto. He never hits in April. Never. But what I like is when he is hitting and making contact, they are line shots. They are just not going through right now. But they're starting to. He's up to 200. Moose! He's at 412. Senzel is coming around. He's at 357. The Red Sparrow. This should be his nickname for Jonathan India. The Red Sparrow is on his way to winning the Rookie of the Year. He's batting 476. I mean, we're leading in every offensive category I think there is in the National League. And that's what we did in 1990. Trust me, I remember. I was 15. We went to so many games that year. And I remember going to Riverfront Stadium and looking up on the Jumbotron, and they give you the leaders. And it was red, 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 red. All of them, like the first three for the first like half of the season. The Reds were leading in everything. I think we led in the at the most All-Stars in the All-Star game. I think we had six. Let's see who we had. Larkin, Sabo, Dibble, Myers, and Rio. We had five. Oh, no, Armstrong. Rio didn't make it. We had five. Five All-Stars in that 1990 All-Star game. We got a shot of having that this year. I mean, this is eerily similar. We're getting great starting pitching. We got an awesome bullpen. I know AG gave the grand slam up today, but he hasn't pitched a whole lot. It's closers when it's 11 or 14 or whatever the hell the score was today to nothing. It's kind of hard to come in and, you know, light it up. So I'm not that worried about AG. I know he talks a lot of trash and that bothers some people, but if he backs it up, I don't care. That's why I am buying this shirt as soon as I can. The bat flipping, showboating son of a gun. It's that Cincy shirt. Now, I am not getting any royalties from this whatsoever. I just think it's a badass shirt. Cincy shirts, if you guys are watching, I'll take a free shirt for the free plug on my show. But that is an awesome shirt. That I don't know if you recall that the nickname for the team. But it's a badass statement, and I think it fits this team perfectly. I don't know. Let's bring in my boy, Jeremy Dimebag Dean. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? Just thrilled. Thrilled about the Reds, man. Thrilled. We were talking before the show, it's something we've never seen because it's something that's never happened. I mean, since what, 1900? Were you? I think you might have been alive.
You know, good thing I don't like cuss on this here, but yeah. No, no, I wasn't alive.
I tell you what, you know,
57 runs, dude. 57 runs.
I know. It's insane. And what's so funny about it is, you know, we all kind of struggled with some of Bell's decisions over the offseason and these young players. And if you look at it, you know, even Votto is towards the bottom, and all these younger guys and these farm boys, they're killing it, man. And geez, you got to let them roll. Let them roll. Let them flip the bats. Let them flip the damn finger. I don't care. Let's keep them warm.
Flip their hats. Flip whatever.
That's We're right.
5-1 right now, baby. I don't care. The cool thing too is it's a lot of guys that came up through the system. You know, you got Stevenson who's catcher. He's not starting, but he's behind Barhart. You got Indy, who I think is going to be rookie of the year, unless something terrible happens. I mean, he's not going to bat, you know, 476 all year, but if he's around 300 and keeps doing what he's doing, he's got a good shot at it. You got Senzel, who's finally starting to come around at 357. All these guys came up from our system. That is awesome. That is the sign of championship teams. You get guys in your system and you fill them around with other guys. And the thing is, honestly, we got these young guys, but it is a veteran team. It's not a lot of just minor league guys come. These guys have been around, you know. I mean, Gino been around. Moose has been around. Castellanos has been around. I mean, but they're not old, you know. They're young veterans.
That's exactly right. I mean, maybe Bell is that mad scientist that you like to call him. You know, he sure is looking at it or looking like it right now, I guess.
I will give him credit. I mean, if it's working, it's working. And it's right now, it's working. And I don't think he changes things. People ask me, like, hey, do you think Nyquist or DeWink is going to they're gonna put him right back in when he's healthy? And I'm like, I don't know how you can. I mean, Nyquist back to back games has led off with home runs. I mean, the one he hit last night, damn it, I just broke my bobblehead. The one he hit last night, hit one bounce and went out of the stadium. It was unbelievable. He crushed that ball.
Yep,
I'll move that one over there so I don't knock it over again. But yeah, I mean, he's hitting so good. You keep riding him, I think. I don't see how you could take him out. And it's nothing against DeWink, But who are you taking out of the lineup right now? I mean, Shugo hasn't even got in because he's hurt. But again, who are you taking out?
You're really there's not really much of a chance to. I mean, hell, you got two players in six games with four home runs, which would be Castellanos and Tyler Naquin.
Nyquist.
Okay, you got both of them at four home runs, man. And then you've got another five guy. You got one with two home runs and another four guys with a home run apiece in six games. I mean, I know we don't want to play home run ball. You talked about that last year, but I feel like we're not. I feel like we're playing real ball with home runs included.
Nothing against you, Landon. Nothing against you, buddy. Nothing against you, Landon. But come on.
I can't read it.
Armin suck. Okay. Dude, yes, he struggled today. He hasn't pitched that much. Relax. We're 5-1, and that's your comment? Armin sucks. Dude, we're 5-1. Yes, he had a bad outing. Did Luis Castillo, did he suck opening day?
Yes.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, seriously.
And he's my boy.
Look, Nick Castellanos was hitting over 500. He's down to 435. Does he suck? I mean, come on. All this good vibe, and you're going to post on the show, well, I mean, Garrett sucks. And I know you watch the show a lot, Landon. I'm not trying to rip on you, but come on, dude. Give me a break.
It's all love.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, fans, Cincinnati fans, too, probably a little more. But, you know, we're always trying to find something, Landon. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the same guy. You know, I'm that kind of guy, too. You know, I'm thinking, man. But when it comes to the Reds and we're playing baseball, man, if we would have restarted this season, and, Jeff, this is for you and this is for all you guys, too. If we just started this season right now, we'd have these stats right now. We'd be 5-1, beat our division rivals. How would you – what would you have rather had? Would you have rather had a mere – pitching better,
right?
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. I just come on. All this stuff's going on, and that's
love you, though,
just,
bro.
We love you, but that I mean, I had, dude. Everybody at where I work is fired up. They're all asking me about the Reds and how much they scored last night and all this stuff. And then one guy I work with, you know who you are if you're watching, goes, "There's only one guy hitting. It's the Castellanos." Going, have you watched the game? Because it's more than just him. I mean, I don't know. I just – fans like that just rub me the wrong way. We are having one of the greatest beginnings to a season ever. And I'm not exaggerating. This is one of the greatest offensive beginnings to a season in baseball history. It is. Yes, Garrett didn't pitch that great today. He'll be all right. Luis Castillo didn't pitch that great opening day. He'll be all right. Yes, Josh, I got it. I pronounced his name wrong. I understand, buddy. Jeezel.
What is it?
Nyquin. There you go.
I was going to say, I didn't see an ST. I was looking for the ST.
Whatever. I thought it was Nyquin. Nyquin. Whatever. Close enough. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. All right, William. I was 15 in 1975. It was a very exciting time with the big red machine. This is the most excited I've been since then. I was one, so, and, well, actually, 75, I was born. 76, I was one. Now, this is a comment. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the history of the Cincinnati Reds. Well, it's a videotape, you know, back in the 80s. But right. Sparky Anderson was quoted in this video saying in 1976, he goes, "We just toyed with people. Right now, I'm not saying they're going to do this all year. Right now, the Reds are just toying with people. Just toying with them. I mean, it's not even close. We are blowing them out of the water." And the thing is, and I said this after opening day, yeah, we had a bad inning. If Castillo has a better first inning, we're probably 6-0 because we scored. Our hitting was great. It wasn't like the Cardinals outpitched us or anything. So, I mean, this is the best start. And I saw the 9-1 start in 1990. We are destroying people right now. It's not even close. It is so much fun to watch. I would hate it. If I'm the Arizona Diamondbacks and they got to play the Reds Friday night, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to play the Reds. They're destroying people.
and they're enjoying it. And they're almost just like, get off me. Like, we're getting ready to go home. So we're just going to go ahead and, you know, knock about 10 out of the ballpark or whatever, you know, or 10 runs.
Bat flip you and walk out the door.
And you guys try to catch up.
Right, exactly. That's not what I meant to do. Hold on a second. All right, Mike Kyle says, the way I look at it, the Reds are winning. We haven't started this good in a long time, so be happy the Reds are winning. Exactly.
Amen.
All right, Landon has a comeback here. Let's see here. What do you got? He's good, but he's frustrated. He gets frustrating. Okay, they all are frustrating. I mean, but the Reds are the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now. Very impressed and confident in the Reds. Even the offense of players are on the Reds are killing it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's where I'm saying, dude. You complain. You all this stuff's going on. And you complained about Garrett. So I mean, that's where I'm just like, it's one bad. He's pitched twice. Just give him a break. He's pitched twice. And the thing is, the starting pitching's been so good. We haven't really needed the bullpen.
Not much. No. I mean, and like you said, it's not going to be that way the whole year. We are going to have to, you know, maybe tighten some screws. But as of right now, you take 5-1 and you lay in your bed and you hug it like a teddy bear and you wait till the next day. You know what I'm saying? That teddy bear might get bigger.
Right. Right.
Or it could get smaller. But we're going to say it's going to get bigger.
He says that NyQuil is NyQuil for opponents. Nice beginning. Yes, I messed his name up. Yeah. I watch the show. It ain't the first time I messed somebody's name up.
Exactly. Where y'all been?
And I'm just giving Josh crap for blowing me up. So I mean, if he was doing a show and he pronounced it wrong too, I'd be blowing him up too. All right, Josh. Hey, I'm excited as the next guy. Let's also realize the Pirates are trash. A trash can of the MLB teams this year. Awesome, yes, but let's keep it up against stronger competition. I agree with you, but they did the exact same thing to the Cardinals. So, yeah. I mean, that and I agree that, Josh, you got to keep it going. And other people say, well, you guys are beating up on the Pirates. Well, we did the same thing to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals were supposed to beat us. So, I'm going into the series, I said this at the beginning of the week, that I didn't want to see a letdown. You know, how many times had the Reds or the Bengals where they're doing good and they go to a team or play against a team that's not as good as them and they play down? This team didn't. This team destroyed them. Like I've been saying, they put their foot on their throat and they stomp down on it. It's freaking awesome. This is what we always want.
Exactly. And you know what? It kind of caught my eye. I believe I was watching that one from work too. But, you know, the Reds could have just caved in. They could have just gave up that first game. You know, Castillo had a horrible outing. We were down ungodly, you know, no coming back. But yet they kept slugging and slugging. And you looked at it and you almost saw this team that was kind of turning a corner the first game of the year, if that makes any sense. You know, it was a prelude to what's to come, because them guys, they never gave up. They fought till the end. And they've kept that sort of play all the way through St. Louis and now with the Pirates. So, hey, I think we might be looking at something special. I hope. I don't want to speak out of turn.
I want to know when their playoff tickets are available, because I'm buying mine. I'm calling it now.
Right?
Calling it now. Reds are going to the playoffs. I'm no calling refund. It right now. I've been calling it all day. All right. Josh says, Jim Day asked Jonathan India about the Red Sparrow nickname in the postgame, and India said, as long as the fans are having fun with it, I'm good with it. So there you go. He is the Red Sparrow. I love that nickname. I mean, the way he's playing, you call him whatever. I don't think he cares what you call him. Call him whatever the heck you want.
Yeah. I mean, India, just that last name. I mean, when he played the first game, he started his first game. I mean, this kid's playing really, really, really well for his first, six games into the year?
Yeah.
Dang.
Cripple wants to know when Sonny Gray is coming back. From what I know, they said earlier in the week he was about 2 weeks out, that he would probably miss his first two starts. So probably got one more start, and then he's coming back. as long as everything goes good. That's what I have heard. The chat is blown up. I'm trying to find us here. I'm trying to find some good comments here. You guys are doing awesome. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
They should beat the Pirates. Hell, everyone should. True, but like I said, they beat the Cardinals.
It is a long year, guys, and I'll admit that with each and every one of you. It's a long year. I mean, we got a ton of games to go. But you know what? If you're a Cincinnati fan and you can't make yourself be thrilled about at least what you've seen, which is history since 1900, and wasn't there something that was all time, or was it just 1900, Jeff?
I'm sorry, what? I was reading a comment. Well, say, ask me again there. Ask me again. What?
No, I was just saying what they've done hasn't been done since 1900, but I'm pretty sure that there's something that they've done that's never happened. I can't remember exactly what it is or what. Did I read that right? Or is it just the 1900s for the runs scored and home runs and all that kind of stuff?
57 runs in the first six games is the third most in NL history since 1900. That's the third most.
Well, that's history right there. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah.
So I want to get this Steve up here. Crack me up. He says, we, the people of Red Leg Tri-State area, declare COVID over and build more bleacher seats. Boom.
That's how we do it. I'm voting for him, Mayor.
Steve, the mayor of Riverfront.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, I look, Josh, it's a long, long year. Yes, it is a long, long year. I mean, but I'm just going by history. The last time the Reds got up to anywhere close to a start like this that I can remember, and I don't know, I'm not saying it's a fact, but it's just going off my memory, is 1990. They're four wins away from having the exact same start, and nobody caught them. And they went on a horrible road trip out in California and won or lost damn near every game and still stayed in first place.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Daryl's got it for us. The most runs scored by a Reds in the first six games since 1890 is what he's saying.
I read 1900 too myself, but you may be right, Daryl. For sure.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. I was just reading.
Either way. It's a lot of damn runs.
It is.
They're scoring more than the 1976 Reds did to start the season. That's pretty good.
Exactly.
Kevin, I'm excited for the start, but I'm not ready to put this team with the 1990 Reds and definitely not the big red machine. Well, not yet. You can't do it. I'm not saying that we're putting them there. I'm saying right now, in the moment, they are playing just as good as those teams did in April of 1975 and 1976 and in April of 1990. They're playing the same right now. So, and that little time frame of what I'm talking about, right? I'm living in the moment, people. I'm living in the moment. Right now, this moment is awesome. And this is what is the funnest part about being a sports fan. And this is where I think sports fans lose the joy, you know? Because everybody wants to go, well, what about this? What about next? Just live in the moment. Live for now. What is going on right now is unfreaking believable. Yep. Enjoy it. You know? Yep. Talk smack to Cardinals fans. Talk smack to Pirates fans. Have fun with it. Because who knows if it's going to last. You know? And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You
kinda,
know?
Kind of reminds you a little bit of, say, the Bengals go 8-0. And that's something that, you know, a lot of the fans – we're 8-0, but there ain't no way we're gonna win two more games after this. We can't. No, man, enjoy it. We're 8-0. Enjoy it. We're 5-1. We're blasting everybody out of the ballpark. I mean, one bad game where we would have won that game 75% of the time.
One bad inning, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we'd be undefeated. So enjoy it, like Jeff said, man. Definitely.
Josh said we had a 4-1 or 5-1 start with one of the Bruce Votto and Phillips seeds, which you're right. And I'm pretty sure that I think that was not just saying, I think that was the 2012 team that should have won the freaking playoff game against the Giants. But anyway, I'm not worried about Steve and walks count and hits. Beer is warm and beer was a bitter warm bit warm in August. I think that was to the rest of his statement earlier, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I was saying for a second.
I clicked on you guys ever use StreamYard, which you probably don't. You click on comments and you got to click on to get rid of it. Well, if my cursor is there and I click on the comment to get rid of it and the other one pops up, then it clicks on that one. So sometimes I'm like, oh, all right, I try to read it, but it didn't make any sense. But I think he was saying, adding on to what he said earlier.
Yeah, it's all good.
I think. Either way, beer is good. Winning in August would be great. Titus, let's go Cincinnati Reds. Exactly, exactly.
Better baby Titus. You know it, brother. Let's see.
I need a drink. Get too hot. All right. Let me get to this here. I got a couple things I would like to post. This is one. This, I think, should be a shirt. Five straight wins, baby. Five straight. And thing is, look. Now, I have a question. You remember the Bash Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, to me, that's a little different than what they did. You know, they would hit it, and it would just be forearm to forearm like this. They're hitting it kind of on the inside.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering if they got a name for that, you know. And I know they kind of started doing it last year because you couldn't give high fives and all that stuff. But right. It's bad as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering if like that would be one of the questions that I would ask. I mean, I'm be a hard hitting Reds reporter. Do you guys have a name for it? Yeah. Get to the details. Do you guys have a name for the new forearm bash you're doing? Which I, you know, that's what I would call it because that's what the Bash Brothers call it. But I'm curious. Yeah. If they've said, finally somebody asked Jonathan India if he liked the Red Sparrow. And, oh, here you go. Steve's got it. Let's see here.
Oh, okay.
Let's bring it up here. All right. Nope. 1890. Beer was a bit warm. Walks counted as hits in the 1890. Ah.
Okay.
Gotcha now. All right.
There we go.
Who the hell would want to drink a warm beer?
Yeah,
and that's that's serious. That's disgusting. I don't know.
The worst part is putting ice in it too. Ooh,
what? Who the hell puts ice in beer?
Oh, in 1890,
in a beer. they put ice in beer.
They put something cold in it. I'm sure it tasted like crap.
No, I think over in Germany, I think they drink it warm.
Actually, yes, they still do. Yes, that's true.
And my heritage is from Germany, but there ain't no in hell I drink warm beer. I love beer. Hold me some Bud Light. That's what I like. The golden nectar of the gods, baby.
You imagine a big old thick Guinness just going down your throat like cough syrup. Oh, God.
I am not a Guinness man. No. I have this very svelte body that I have to take care of, you know, and I have to drink the diet beer.
Yeah, same here. All this has to stay perfect, right. You know, out.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. Steve said he likes Newcastle. Actually, Newcastle's not bad. I like Newcastle. Yeah. I actually grew up on Little Kings. That's what my dad always had. So I always I had that. And when I got in, you know, like my high school years and later than that, I drank it so much I really can't drink it anymore.
It's like a Red Stripe. You ever heard of Red Stripe?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've heard of Red Stripe. Yeah, Josh is always giving crap. Bud Light's more like water, but it's delicious. It's hot barley. And water, it's great.
Coors Light, yeah, here, Josh. Rocky Mountain way, baby.
Coors Light, ugh, good God. That's some gross stuff. I don't know how we got on beer talk, but I'll...
What a show.
I'll take it. Let's see here.
Any birthdays?
Serve room temperature on new... Really, you like it served room temperature? Woo!
Ooh.
You're hardcore there, Steve. All right, everybody's jumping in here. Let's see. Keith... Mickey's malt liquor. I know what malt liquor is. I've never heard of Mickey's. Let's see here. What
cream
else?
Ale.
Cream ale. Yeah, that's what Little Kings is. It's cream ale. It's not bad. Huh? Yeah, I mean, it's a Cincinnati beer. Let's see here. Oh, Modelo?
Oh, Modelo, baby.
Yeah. And
hey, where's all the Mad Dog 2020 fans?
Mad Come Dog on. 2020.
Did you guys not grow up from 14 to 18 for crying out loud?
We forecasted 2020. It was called Mad Dog 2020.
That's right.
All right, one more. Hold on a second.
Bloodline.
Oops, sorry. Oh, I thought I clicked on that one. Let's see here. Bengals fan living in Riverland says, I prefer ice cold Miller Lite. Hey. You and my sister-in-law would be friends. She loves Miller Lite.
Yep.
I got another Miller Lite. I got like nobody likes Bud Light, but it's like the most, it's the highest selling beer in the entire world, but nobody only likes it.
It's like one, Coors Light's like three or four. I mean, come on. Not a one. Oh my
goodness. All right, man. It is 6 o'clock, and I just like to remind you guys what you're watching. And again, if you're watching this on any of the Facebook pages, it's broadcasting from the Sports of Strawberry Ice Facebook page, and that page has over 1,000 followers on it. I have, what did I say here? Where is it at? I'll make sure I get my numbers right. 965 subscribers on YouTube. Over a thousand of you are following my page, and I appreciate you guys. And that's great. You want to watch on Facebook? That's awesome. Do me a favor. While you're watching this show right now, go to YouTube, look up Sports with Strawberry Ice, and click the subscribe button. Please, I would greatly appreciate it. If you guys support what I'm doing, appreciate what I'm doing, me and Jeremy and the guys behind the scenes that are helping me with the Facebook page. If you like what we're doing, please support us and support the YouTube channel. I would greatly appreciate it. You can also follow me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. But other news today is Giovanni Bernard was released by the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I said this was, well, I would say was going to happen, but was a very good chance of happening, especially after they signed Piron a couple weeks ago to an extension. Now, Gio was a second-round pick of the Bengals in 2013 out of the University of North Carolina. He played in 115 games. 30 of those were starts in 8 seasons with the Bengals. Gio rushed for 3,697 yards, 22 touchdowns on 921 carries, and 342 receptions. He had 2,867 receiving yards. He was also a great pass blocker, which I think the Bengals are going to really miss him in that area. He also leaves with the record for the most catches by a running back. He broke that. It was held by 4-time Pro Bowler James Brooks. So, again, it sucks that Gio's leaving. I kind of saw the writing on the wall, especially once they signed Piron. And, you know, people are like, you know, well, why'd they wait so long? Well, I honestly think they tried to trade him and probably couldn't get anything for him. Then they tried to get him to take a pay cut, and he didn't want to do that. So he asked for his release. So they released him. And some writers are like, oh, they've done him an injustice. He's going to have a hard time getting on a team. What is he, 29? 30, mm-hmm. maybe? It's April, people. He'll get on a team. I'm not worried about it. And he might have a better opportunity to actually start and play more. So, good luck to Gio. Like I said, I said this was a possibility. It opens up a lot more money for the Bengals. I can see them going out and signing. Hopefully, I want them to sign another edge rusher. Get at least one more backup on the offensive line would be nice. And the rest of it's all gravy, baby. You know? Well, Sewell, Chase.
Yeah, and here's the deal, man. We can get those pass rushers now. I mean, I hate to see Geno go. And like we was talking earlier, you know what? I hope Geo doesn't kind of do the same thing Willie J did and all that crap. I don't think he will. He's been here 8 years.
Yes.
Mike Garofalo is the one that tweeted out, Gio Bernard asked for his release, and the Bengals granted it. They asked Bernard for a pay cut. The team had asked him to take a pay cut 2 weeks into free agency, which hurt his chances of landing elsewhere. That's one of
how
the dudes.
How did that hurt his chances? Free agency was a beginning of – was March 24th.
Yep.
I don't think they hurt his if they held on to like June –
yeah,
and then cutting then, yes, that would have hurt. Not freaking April. Come on.
Yeah. The good thing about this, as long as it don't turn ugly and then, you know, all the fans are, oh, nobody wants to play. Mike Brown don't want to pay. You know, no, I kind of thought about it. Yeah, I thought about this throughout the day. When I first read it, I didn't like it a whole lot until I found out that they wanted to keep him. They offered him a lesser if he would stay.
Right.
There's a reason, I guess, he didn't want to stay. I don't know if he thinks he's going to be a starter somewhere. I got bad news for him. 30-year-old running backs, 5'8", whatever, 215, yeah, aren't really going to be starters. But him being gone leaves the Bengals with almost $20 million of cap space under, when some teams are over or just right at the line. So that pass rusher you're talking about, we can get it.
Well, and that's the thing too. And people got to realize, like you just said, teams are still over the cap. They have to make more cuts. The draft is what, 3 weeks away? They're going to draft players that are going to be on their team. There will be more cuts made. So the Bengals, again, are in a great spot. And I said this before, I think they were the, as far as the running back group goes, and I think, Chad from Bengals Locked On podcast, I think he said they were third in the most money allotted to running backs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nobody pays the running backs. So, and the thing is, look, how many times have us Bengals fans complained? Like, okay, why didn't we trade AJ Green earlier? Why didn't we try to get rid of him earlier? Why didn't we do this? Why did we make them stay throughout the whole contract? Well, this time they tried to try. I think they tried to trade him. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying that. We know they tried to get him to take a pay cut. But instead of making him stay here and fulfill his contract, they cut him. And he's a good player. I mean, it's not like they don't normally do that. I mean, to me, this is a new version of the Bengals because they want to save money to go spend it on something else, is what I think. But I want to get to this this comment here by Andy here. Is it Andy? Yeah, Andy Chin. Hey, Ice, we need to grab Chase at 5 and do whatever to get Jenkins from Oklahoma State. That as a tackle has the best technique in the draft. I can't see how he's the 5th best. His film looks great. He punked in Texas. D-line? Dylan?
Yeah, D-line. Yeah, he punked their D-line.
Punked their D-line. I got you.
I've seen this kid. I am not
familiar with that one for some. But, I mean, there's so many. I believe you. There's so many good offensive linemen in this draft.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, you take Chase and you could draft 2 linemen in the 2nd and 3rd round. Yeah. And you're going to have another backup and you could potentially have another starter. So.
Yeah. I actually watched Oklahoma State's pro day. And well, might not have been her pro day. It might have been not live or whatever. It was his workout, a workout from him. And mm-hmm. You know, about everybody has a 2nd, 3rd ground round grade on him. So, you know, to me, there is a difference. This is what I want to say quickly. Yeah. There is a difference between him and Penei Sewell and Rashard Slater. There is a pretty big difference. Now, could we take him or Leatherwood in the 2nd round? Maybe take him in the 3rd? Mm-hmm. We could do any of that kind of thing. But when you start talking about him at number 5, that's a reach. I just don't think you'll see it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, I've said this a million times on the show. I said it on the Civil War podcast, which if you guys haven't watched it, go watch it. It's on the Orange and Black. Orange is the New Black podcast. Zim and Ace do a great job over there, and they had me on there. I'm on Team Chase. I mean, but I'm not going to be upset if they take Sewell. If they take Sewell, fine. It's not. I mean, either way, we're going to get a great player. So I'm good with it. And the reason I say that is because, yes, there's lots of wide receivers, but there's lots of really good offensive linemen throughout this draft. I mean, there's like 16 of them that are pretty damn good. There's not going to be 16 offensive linemen taken in the 1st round. There's just not.
No.
You're going to get a good one in the 2nd round, which basically could be a late first. I mean, by the talent, it could be like T. Higgins, a late 1st round pick that you get in the 2nd round.
Yeah. So I mean, it's an extended first round pick is what it is to me. The way I look at it, you're five out of the first round, and there's so many out there, like you said, and man, I mean, you're talking about guys that can really make a difference and come in and start in the second round even. So you can take your generational. That's what keeps been everybody's been throwing that around from NFL Network to ESPN, generational talent, and Chase Osoasewell. They're saying that same thing about. And then you're free to do what you want. You're free and clear. And we got a team. We've built a team, and we've actually got $20 million to add to it.
Exactly. Now, Kevin here, he's on Team Pitts. Now, according, again, I'll go back to the Civil War podcast we had, according to Malik Wright, who's another good follower on Twitter. He's does the Wright Report. He is so confident that the Bengals are not going to draft Pitts that he would say he had to like his tweet when he tweeted this out, that he was willing to buy anybody who liked this tweet, if the Bengals draft the Pitts, buy them two Bengals tickets and a jersey of their choice. That's how confident he is that the Bengals are not taking Pitts. So I'm pretty sure it's down to Chase or Sewell.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's got to be. That's it. That's what we need. That's what's going to be there sitting on it and waiting on us. And you can't let go of a generational talent. Whether we got to tighten screws in the coaching staff or the organization or whatever, at least we're getting in good players. We're bringing them in. People are coming to Cincinnati, even though it's the worst place to come to. Back in the 90s, we couldn't sign somebody to come to Cincinnati. So I would like to get Bynes back. I haven't heard much about Bynes. I don't know if you have, Jeff. I've been busy this past week, man. Okay.
No, I haven't heard anything about I hope they get him, but I still think I still think they're going to get him. I think he's out there kind of like Mike Daniels was. You know, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to stay here. But anyway, let's get into a sport that I know you're very fond of, and one of their greatest tournaments is coming out or starting this actually starting tomorrow, and it is the Masters. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I'm going to talk for 20 minutes while they golf, and you get a look at my mug. that's a little inside golf joke if you guys watch golf, but. Anyway, yeah, we got the Masters coming up. We ain't got no Tiger, of course. He had a big, big setback with, especially with the car accident. Still not much coming out of that. The police who actually pulled the car out, done the investigation, come to a conclusion why he wrecked his car, but they would not share it with the public. So don't know why. Don't know what's up with that. I hope Tiger's all right. I hope there ain't nothing that's in sort of, you know, he kind of keeps on getting into little problems here and there, and I'd hope that would stop. But anyway, Dustin Johnson won it last year. He's probably coming in as one of the favorites. But Jordan Spieth, finally, since 2017, I believe, won his first match last week at the Valero in Texas. So he's going to be hot. Then you got Justin Thomas. You got Rory McIlroy. I mean, it's going to be a fun – I'll be watching it.
I'll probably watch some of it. So you got a pick? Who you think has got a shot at this? And what's I guess, you know, what the conditions are? Because, I mean, you guys don't know, Jeremy's kind of a halfway decent golfer. That's why I'm throwing all this to him, because I suck at golf. But – do you know what the conditions are going to be this year? Like how the greens are? They're going to be fast. They're going to be slow. They're going to be rough. You know what's going on with that?
Well, the amateur girls just had a tournament there this week, or this last week. Sunday was their last day, and the greens were rolling like glass. Ah. And from what I heard, they're not going to touch them. They're going to let them be hard as a rock. So that's why it's so hard, because, like, you got Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if you've heard of him, a lot of you guys out there.
Big swole. Big swole.
What's that? Yeah, big yeah, swole. With the hat, the Cosby hat, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gets up there. I mean, just swings dude, like a madman.
Rips it. Oh, dude, he rips the hell out of the ball.
Yep. Only problem with him is about once out of every three drives, he's over in the clubhouse. Hitting off the roof.
He's an Iceman shot then, huh?
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, it's hard because the rough is so different in Augusta, it's so thick you cannot get out of it and get on the green and stay, let alone get close to the pin. If you do, it's a lucky shot. I don't care what any pro says. So when you get the greens like that, you got the rough so thick, you know, it's tough to say, but man, I mean, to not say Dustin Johnson again from last year, bringing it on over, Rory McIlroy maybe starts to put something together, but I'm probably going to have to go with Justin Thomas myself.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jordan Spieth. That's who I'd like to see win, but yeah. I do like Dustin Johnson. But Shambo, I'm kind of all in for him because just the way he's changed his body and everything, I think it's cool. I started watching him last summer when he first started doing that. But let's get to the Ohio State Buckeyes here. Now, you had some stuff that you were dying to say yesterday, and something – now, look, I root for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't claim to be a huge fan. I am a huge fan of my Bearcats. And you were telling me something about they lost – a couple players lost their black stripe. Like, what is that? I don't even know what that is, and who are the players and what's going on?
Okay, so Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm sure everybody has heard that name, and it is him. Tim's taking Rory, by the way. You got it, Tim. I'll write it down. But anyway, so Marvin Harrison Jr., Jack Sawyer, who 5-star pass rusher, the guy's insane. I sent some of the guys a video of him. They both lost their stripes this week, which means they're freshmen coming in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you lose your black stripe, you kind of shed the whole freshman thing.
Is it like a snake shedding its skin? Like I'm coming out and becoming a man. I took my stripe off.
In so many words. Yeah. It's like you're becoming a man. You know,
I got you now. I understand.
Here goes the stripe. Now you are a full man and you're a Buckeye and you're part of the team.
I understand that now. That's, yeah. Like I said, I root for the Buckeyes, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So what else you got going on with the Buckeyes? Anything new?
You know, not too much, man. They had one practice. I heard two players went down with long-term injuries. I personally didn't know their name, but we've lost so many players. I've got to learn who our next team is, just like you will have to with Cincinnati and everybody else.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We're going to have hell, I got to find out who the damn coach is still first.
Yeah. Dude, Melvin Mitchell, I think, something like that. And then another guy. Maybe you guys can help me, any buck nuts out there. But had some serious injuries, that kind of deal. It happens. You know, these guys have been off for a while, but other than that, and Randy Holtman being up, well, he was up. This was a while ago. Has North Carolina hired a coach?
You mean the basketball team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hubert Davis.
They did. Okay. I know he was in the running for that, which whatever, but that's Buckeye basketball. And that's about it on the Buckeye front, man. I mean, other than Justin Fields, hopefully he gets drafted higher than some of these people have him going. I mean, some have him going at 2, some have him going at freaking 14. So we'll see about that. But our Buckeyes are going to be good this year. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be something fun to watch. They're going to be young, but they're going to be good.
That's one thing. That's one minute because Crypt asked a question. He says, what was Jeremy saying when the show went off yesterday? You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati, so act like it.
That's about every time, Crown. I don't know what.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure what he was saying. He says weird stuff all the time. All right. Chris got a question for you.
Love you,
Dimebag. What's your favorite golf movie?
Oh, man. That's tough. You know, the go-to is Caddyshack, okay?
Oh, yeah. I like Tin Cup, though.
Tin Cup, good. But growing up, as something that I thoroughly enjoyed, it wasn't exactly a golf movie, but I'm a huge – Jeff knows this. Huge.
I already know what movie you're talking about. It's my
Adam
favorite.
Adam Sandler fan.
Go to your hole! Your hole! You took out your hole! Answer me! Oh! Parker. Dude, I love that freaking movie.
That would have to be it. Just because the way it caught me at that point in my life, I was probably, low 20s, something like that. I loved it. And it stuck with me. So, yeah, I mean, anybody that can yell at his golf ball like that and act like that on a golf course, I'm down. Because I act that way sometimes. I'm sure Jeff does.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I act like that more than you do because you're better at golf than I am. I want to get this tweet out that I forgot to put this up earlier, that Joe Mixon tweeted out about Giovanni getting out or being released. He said, "No better friend and teammate and mentor than Gio. I always cherish our time together and can't thank him enough for all he's meant to my career. Wherever he goes is getting a great player and an even better person." I completely agree with that. Giovanni Bernard has been a stellar member of the Bengals and a stellar member of our community. And like I said, dude, I'm holding out hope that Gino might come back. Gino Atkins might come back. And You never know, if Gio doesn't get what he wants, he might come back. So, you know, it's not over. I mean, you never know. Most likely they're not coming back, but hey. Yeah.
I get it.
Crowd said what you're saying about the Ohio State basketball team and UC.
About UC basketball and Ohio State coach last night.
You were saying something about somebody's trying to get the Ohio State coach and he might go to UC. And I said, there's no way that's happening because Ohio State will pay him more money. You were saying that on yesterday's show.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it then. Yeah, my bad. Not going to happen, but I was just throwing it out there because Holman has really ticked me off when you get to the dance and you lose the first freaking game after you've played in the Big Ten against all it. Okay, I'm not going to keep going. But anyway, what I was going to ask you, Jeff, and this for you guys too, real quick. I know we're starting to get towards the end here, but in this locker room right now, no Gio, no Dunlap. Mm-hmm. As of right now, no Gino. Mm-hmm. Who is your guy to come in and say, "Get off your asses. We're losing by three. Gets in their face, tells them, get their butt out there, do what they're supposed to do, and let's go win this game." Who's that?
You're talking about captains? Well, for me.
Kind of. You know, who's that Jesse locker Bates. Room
captain? Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates. Joe Mixon.
I was thinking Boyd, but
Tyler Boyd. That would be the first three to pop in my head. And Mixon. Jesse Bates on defense. Mixon, Boyd. There really isn't anybody on the O line unless you want to do DJ Reader, but he hasn't been here that long.
Yeah.
I was just
wondering who would be your go to locker room guy with what we have now.
Well, then you go with Bell too on the defense. I go with both our safeties.
Very true.
I think those two are going to really have to step up and be the leaders on the defense because I think Jesse Bates is one of the most tenured players on the team. So
exactly, and I still haven't forgiven Tommy for that. By the way, love you, Tommy.
Dave says Burrow. Well, Burrow's already. We're kind of answering it, I guess, different ways. Burrow's already a captain. I'm talking about captain. Yeah. Gio was a captain.
Right.
Gino was a captain. So we lost both those. So I'm kind of looking at as who's going to replace the captains, I guess.
Yeah.
Burrow's already a captain. Just, so that's kind of how I'm looking at the question you asked.
Yeah, it was just a post that I read, and I thought, you know, that's pretty – I'd like to see what you – who your guy would be and anybody else, but – who's good? They kind of worded we have no captains whatsoever. We've got guys.
Burrow's the leader of the team no matter what. So, I mean, that hasn't changed with these guys there or not. He was the leader last year. He's going to be the leader this year. So exactly. You're right, Burrow, but what Jeremy's saying is you need more than one. You can't just have no football team has just one guy. You need more than one. And that's kind of what the question was here.
Yeah.
So. That's what I'm saying. Defensively, I said Bates.
I like that.
Like I said, maybe DJ Reader, but I don't know because Burrow was a captain last year and he never started a game and he started the game as a captain. So
True.
You know, but that would be my and Boyd, that'd be a good one on the offense. Mixon would be a good one, I think, on the offense. We also got to get one, I think, on special teams, because I think we lost our special teams captain, which who we lost a lot. That's one thing people are sleeping on. We lost a lot on our special teams. Our kicker, well, you say what you want about Erickson, but we lost him. You mm-hmm. know, there's a couple other guys they lost, so they got to do some stuff on there. And I'll just put this out there. I know lots of people got on Fat Randy because he missed a couple crucial kicks that would have, you know, either won the game or tied the game. They don't have a kicker right now, so I'm not saying I'm getting worried about it, but I wish they kind of would have sort of kept him to keep a competition or something, because the guy they have now, Herbert, whatever the hell his name is, mm-hmm. I don't think he's that good at all. I think Fat Randy was better, so I'm a little concerned about the kicking right now, and they got to find some stuff in the special teams. So
that's a good point, man. I know we're hitting the edge here, but that's a good point, dude, because that is something that you don't pop on your phone, and that's the first thing you see is special teams for the Cincinnati Bengals, when it really should be. That's a really good point, man, because we don't right now. And whatever you said, Sherbert,
whatever. Well, I can't remember. I can't remember.
I don't. But I think he came from what? He was at Cleveland for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we've definitely got to shore that spot up. We re-signed Brandon Wilson, did we not?
Yes, we re-signed Brandon Wilson. We did. Okay. We did keep him. So there. That's who your captain is on special teams. You're right. Yeah, I put him there. Okay. But we still need to get a kicker. We re-signed Huber. So we got that. Got him back too. So we haven't lost everybody, but we do need a field goal kicker, and it'd be nice to have a consistently good one. Exactly. I would like that. I mean, hell, I've said this before, which he's not entering the draft, but the kid who beat the Bearcats in the Peach Bowl, that field goal kicker.
Yeah.
After one kick, I'm like, hell, I'll take him, and he's a freshman, but we can't.
He's going to be good.
Draft him.
Yeah.
I think he's well on his way to being a very, very good player. All right, man. Yep. I think we're trying to roll on out of here. I'll get to the Facebook groups that let me live stream on their pages. And just again, since there's 23 of you guys watching me, if you're watching this on Facebook and you follow my page, Sports Strawberry Ice, there are over 1,000 of you that are following that. And I love it. That is awesome. Please do me a favor. If you enjoy the content that I do on the show and the content we put on the Facebook page, please go to the YouTube channel, Sports with Strawberry Ice. Hit that subscribe button. Let's try to get that up. I have 1,000 of you liking the page. I need 1,000 of you subscribing to the channel. That would help me out a lot. But let's get to the Facebook groups that I invite you guys to join. And they let me live stream, and I appreciate every single one of them. I have Houdet Nation, a great Bengals group. Cincinnati Reds riding third, hanging for him. And the way the Reds are playing, that group is blowing up. Bearcat Country, the Ohio State Bucknuts. You got the ice bar. And like I said, you got my Facebook page, Sports with Strawberry Ice. I have 931 likes. To be exact, when I started the show, I had 1,007 followers. I would love to get 1,007 people subscribing to my show. That'd be great. My Twitter followers, I'm at 329. You follow me at Jeff A. Trenipal on Twitter. I'm also on TikTok, Instagram, and I'll be pulling the sound off later on today. If you guys missed the show, you can't watch the replay, you just won't be able to listen to it or whatever, it'll be on the podcast. Do me a favor. Give me a 5-star review. Like, rate, and review. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. YouTubers, like I said, we're at 965. Again, I'm at 1,007 on Facebook. 965 subscribers on YouTube, which is awesome. I love it. I want 1,000. Give me 1,000 subscribers, please. I would greatly appreciate it. Amen. And other than that, Jeremy Dimebag Dean, will you help us roll on out of here?
I sure will, man. I'm not going to repeat what Jeff just said, but if you guys are watching,
but just in case.
I'm kidding. You know, I won't beat it into the ground, but honest to God, if you are watching from, we are on a ton of different Bengal groups, not some small ones, some big ones. If you're watching, like Jeff was saying, go to YouTube, Sports with Strawberry Ice, hit notification. It's so much, hit your notification and subscribe, all free. And it's so much easier. You get a little ding when we go live. You click on it, you can watch us. You don't have to go through your phone, go to groups and go all that stuff. So want to thank all those guys. Mike put us up on as an announcement. Thanks to everybody. Just go to YouTube, Sports with Strawberry Ice, and subscribe. Yeah. Other than that.
Oh, here we go. Ready? All right. All together now.
As always, remember one thing, only, and that is you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati, so act like it, baby. Hootay.
Hootay. What was that, a flashlight? Yeah. Oh, God, you're an idiot. Oh, you messed me all up. Hootay. Let's go showboating, bat flipping, son of a gun Reds, first place Reds, and that's just sports, baby. See ya!